We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NSS HD2 Clearwater, a radio.com sports station.
I'm Kyle Montgomery with NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. It was a showdown in Baltimore between the Chiefs and Ravens. Patrick Mahomes finished with five total touchdowns, four in the air, and one on the ground to go along with his 385 passing yards in a huge 34-20 win against the Ravens. Meantime, Nick Foles has been named the starter for the Bears. The former Super Bowl MVP came off the bench on Sunday, tossing three touchdowns in a come-from-behind win against the Falcons. No QB change in Washington, according to head coach Ron Rivera. Dwayne Haskins will remain as the starter despite throwing three picks in a loss against the Browns. Eagles head coach Doug Peterson says he has no plans to bench Carson Wentz in favor of rookie Jalen Hurts. Peterson calling the idea, quote, a knee-jerk reaction. Wentz has thrown six picks this season after just throwing seven in each of the past three seasons. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need, like ink and toner, webcams, and networking accessories. And now at Staples, in honor of National Coffee Day, 24 packs of Dunkin' Original and Pete's Major Dickinson's Coffee K-Cups are only $10.99. Shop in-store or pick up curbside and save big this week at Staples. Ends 10-3 while supplies last. In-store only. Curbside available in most stores.
Good evening and welcome to our second Wichita State Athletics show of this really strange new year. And joining me tonight from AJ's Sports Grill, Athletic Director Darren Boatwright and Assistant Athletic Director for Outreach and Staff Development, Brett Chemnitz. And first of all, Darren, I look at your resume. This is your fifth year, starting into your fifth full year as athletic director, 10 years, of course, in the department. But that struck me. It seems like it's gone by fast. And it was in my mind when we started talking about doing this show. I think back to that Wednesday in March that we fly down to Fort Worth and we have dinner and whatever. And the next morning, we're going to go watch some games in the conference tournament. And I'm watching TV and they're talking about, are they going to shut down the PGA Tour? And then these conference tournaments are not going to be held. And the next thing we know, we're back on the plane heading back to Wichita. And do you recall at all your what was going through your mind when all of that first hit us?
Well, I do. Thanks for having us tonight, Mike. Been looking forward to this. But I remember that night, that Wednesday there in Fort Worth, as you mentioned. And after we got back to dinner, we were sitting down in the lobby. And I got a couple phone calls, and then I got a phone call from one of the associate commissioners from the conference at about 11 p.m. And, you know, he and I just had a little private conversation, and I could hear in his tone and the concern in his voice. And I can remember him saying, Darren, what are we doing? What are we doing? Why do we have to play this tournament? Why are we pushing this so hard? And I could tell at that point there were probably some other conversations going in the room that he was in or stepped out of. And so if you recall, I came back into the lobby there, and I tried to bet $10 against 100 that we weren't going to have a tournament, and none of you guys took the bet.
Well, and was it a surprise at all? Because I remember, I mean, the talk about COVID-19 was starting to circulate. I'd even looked, you know, is there much going on in Texas? Are we risking anything going to Fort Worth? And it didn't seem yet like what it really turned out to be. So was it a surprise at all when you started hearing those things?
Yeah, it was. And if you recall that afternoon late, as we were waiting to board the flight down there, I had a conversation with the president where we decided it was best to go ahead and contact the band and cheer squads, spirit squads, that were on the bus. And they were down about Oklahoma City at the time. And we made the decision to go ahead and turn them around and bring them home, because we knew at that time they were starting to limit the number of fans. And when they started limiting fans, we knew there's a good possibility that if we did have a tournament, band and cheer would not be allowed in anyway. So at that point, I wasn't surprised. But had you told me at 8 or 10 o'clock that morning what the rest of that Wednesday was going to look like and then Thursday morning, yeah, that would have been really shocking. It would have been hard to believe.
And this was probably naive on my part, but I remember asking you on the plane, well, what about spring sports? Because nothing had formally been announced to the public, and you said, I don't think we're going to see any spring sports either.
Yeah, it was starting to mushroom at that point. And by, you know, the next morning when we got on that plane to come back to Wichita, you know, the whole college athletics world had changed. It's the first time we've had a shutdown of that magnitude since World War II.
And Brent, I have to ask you, because a lot of your involvement is in fundraising and those kinds of things, development-type activities. And what was your first reaction when you started thinking about, we're not going to have games to play, and we're not going to have events, and we're going to have to start adjusting to this?
Well, I'm like Darren, it happened really quick. We're out at the airport. We're getting ready to fly out. On the way there, I heard on the radio that the Ivy League had called off their tournament, and I was like, whoa, that's strong. So we get there, we board the plane, and then when we land, my recollection when we land is, okay, we're going to play the tournament with no fans. So we're in the room that night trying to figure out, okay, we got a lot of boosters in town, a lot of people that have supported us in a huge way that are here to see basketball, so we got to manage that situation. So we're up in Darren's suite trying to figure that out. We go to dinner, and then I get a text the next morning from one of our big donors saying, I heard that the whole tournament's off. So I text Darren, and he said, that's accurate. So anyway, to kind of piggyback what he was talking about, all of a sudden we're going from going to play the tournament to play the tournament with no fans to the next day there is no tournament. We get on the plane. I remember Greg had the bus driver take us by where we were going to play, really great new venue in Fort Worth, which is kind of bittersweet. It's like, oh, that's cool, but we're not going to play. And then we get on the plane, fly back, and when we landed, my recollection is they said no NCAA tournament. So it's just happening bam, bam, bam. And then from a spring sports standpoint, shortly after that, they make the decision no College World Series. And people were like, okay, you're getting way ahead of yourself here. Let's take a couple weeks, see where this goes, and then we can make that decision. But, yes, it was just one domino after another. And as you said, you know, one of my big deals is, you know, getting involved and with donors and, you know, promoting what we have, which was easy for me because I knew most of them anyway, and I've been able to develop a lot more personal relationships. You know, when you're coaching, you know them, but you really don't get to know them, as many of them, on a personal level. So that's been so much fun for me. And, you know, they live and die every Shocker moment, and that was certainly the case with this. And as you know, it's just continued on till today. So now we're just trying to navigate each situation the best we can.
And Darren, you and I have done a couple of interviews online just to kind of bring people up to date. And I remember with the first one, would it be fair to say that once the activities were canceled, the games, that your attention had to shift to, all right, let's get our student athletes through this spring semester, get the academic stuff taken care of, and that's the first thing we have to do before we move forward.
Yeah, it was, and they are not accustomed to having all their classes online, nor are some of their professors accustomed to teaching online courses. So we knew that could be problematic for several of them, and there were some advantages as well. But we really wanted to make sure that we continued to provide the academic support for each of those young people as we managed a really weird, unique situation. We have kids from all over the world, as does every institution. And so even though the height of the pandemic didn't hit Wichita, Kansas for some time, where they were from, sometimes their family were already going through the teeth of it. I remember we had a volleyball player from Italy that, literally at the end of her streets were armed guards, mm-hmm. and you had to have the correct paperwork and permission to go to the grocery store at the exact time. And if you didn't have that permission, you were not to come out of your house. And there was a outbreak in New York. Well, we had a couple of basketball players from the Northeast, and so their family was right involved in it from the get-go. So, it was interesting to see that transpire, and really proud of our staff in the athletic department, our coaches staff that helped provide that stability and support for those young men and women. Because sometimes when you're called upon, you just have to step up. And even if you don't know specifically how to handle a situation, you just have to be there for them and help them manage it and help them through it.
Well, that's a little bit of background and how this whole thing got started. We're going to continue to kind of bring you up to date on how the athletic department has adjusted, what may be ahead as far as scheduling and so forth, as we continue with this program. Right now, we're going to take a quick timeout.
When you're ready to retire, do it with a dental plan that gives you the smile power to make your golden years sparkle. When you're 10 minutes late for the breakfast menu and the server isn't a morning person. When your highfalutin son-in-law has grilling suggestions that are all hot air. You need an affordable and high-quality dental insurance plan to protect your healthy smile so you can unleash your smile power. Unleash your smile power with Delta Dental of Kansas.
Hey, Shocker fans! Ready for a new and exciting golf membership? Join the club where Shocker fans and staff play. When you join Great Life, you have two beautiful golf courses to choose from, Tallgrass Country Club and Willow Bend Golf Club. Experience our warm and inviting country club atmosphere. Perfect your skills at our excellent practice facilities, all included with that one membership. Enjoy the best golfing value in Wichita at one of our courses and spend more time on the fairway with Great Life.
When you and Mushok have a date on the hardwood, make sure you're never late because of car trouble. Avoid that highway walk of shame by working with your nearest Kansas Land Tire store. As the name implies, always great value on tires, but also a service department that can handle anything from scheduled maintenance to brakes to exhaust and cooling systems. Wichita State basketball, Kansas Land Tire, and a well-tuned vehicle. The trifecta of a great winter. Find your nearest Kansas Land Tire store by going online at kansaslandtire.com.
Your home for spring sports in the fall.
Gets up a quick shot at the buzzer. Stick it. It's good.
And fall sports in the fall.
And throws. End zone. Touchdown.
Sports Radio KFH 1240 AM 97.5 FM.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Welcome back. As we kind of get you back to Shocker Athletics a little bit, again, there's no competition going on right now in the fall. Cross country, volleyball, some of those things have been moved to later in the school year. But we did want to get you back to letting you know where things kind of are happening with Wichita State Athletics. It's a pleasure to have Darren Boatwright and Brent Chemnitz with me for this show this evening. And, Darren, we talked about how this all started back in March and what's kind of evolved since then. Has maybe the most difficult thing in making the adjustments you have to make just the ongoing changing nature of everything. You go from plan A to B to C and so forth over the last few months.
Yeah, I learned that I never knew what the word fluid actually meant. I was always taught that fluid means things are going smoothly, but evidently it's quite the opposite. So you have to just accept it. Accept the things that that you can't control. And, you know, I remember having a coaches meeting, and this was back in the spring, and, you know, I got challenged by one of our coaches about the budgets for this academic year that we're currently in now. And I just said, you know, I'm trying to buy as much time before making those decisions as I can. If you want me to make a decision on your budget, particularly yours, your sport, I can. You're not going to like it. If you give me some time, I'm going to try to manage it as best as I possibly can, and so it won't hurt as much as it could. But if you want me to make it now, it's going to hurt. And you know, you just have to go through that knowing that you can't control it, and you try to gather as much information as you can, talk to your colleagues around the country, see what's working for them, and you know, just try to take your time and do the best you can.
Has that been one of the hardest things, too, just knowing that you're going to take not just a hit, but a pretty big hit financially, not being able to play games and all the things, NCAA tournament money, all the things that come into play, and trying to still be reasonable about adjusting to that without just slashing everything across the board?
Yeah, it's been difficult. We're fortunate to have a really good business office, and Reggie Klitsky does a great job of running the numbers for us, and has for a long time. And Reggie's been able to take some years and put some money back in reserves for a rainy day, and we're glad we didn't spend those now, because this is the type of thing he was saving for. And you know, we'll continue to monitor that on a daily basis, and the NCAA has helped as well by limiting recruiting and making everything. We're still in a dead period, I believe, all the way through December 31st. So they're trying to help us keep expenses down as well and keep the level playing field, if there is such thing, with other conferences and other institutions. So,
and also you mentioned recruiting. You can cut back there because there is no in-person recruiting, whether you bring kids in or go to their homes. And travel certainly becomes a big expense. And I know when we talked with Chris Lamb doing a previous show that one of the things they're looking at is if they do play, and they're looking to try to play non-conference matches, that they do it strictly within the confines of being able to bus, play in the area, not build up big expense to travel across the country.
Yeah, and that's really what college athletics was all about when it started. And maybe this will help us reset a little bit and get back to our core values as an institution and playing regional competition more often than traveling so far. I know that sounds funny considering the conference that we're in, you know, maybe this will give us an opportunity to hit pause and reevaluate exactly what college athletics is and what we want it to be and the main purpose for it.
And since you mentioned that, I just thought of this recently. Is it a chance to see if some of the institutions in your geographical vicinity who have had reluctance in playing, say, a Wichita State or other schools of that size or comparative reputation conference-wise and so forth, maybe have to rethink a little bit themselves and put aside some pride about that game doesn't benefit us anything. Let's do what's reasonable and stay in our area and play some of those games.
I think absolutely it will. I think look at our men's basketball schedule. You look at K-State now. I hate that the exhibition game is not going to be able to be played this year, but now we have a four-year contract back with Kansas State. We have, a four-year contract with Missouri, you know, and that's who we need to be playing, and that's who it makes sense for us to play. That helps recruiting for the institution, not just in athletics, but for common students. And hopefully that'll trickle down into more sports. A lot of those sports continue to do that anyway. I know Chris has had some problems with a couple of institutions in volleyball, but, you know, that's who we need to play. And, you know, this comment may get me in trouble, but in some certain cases we need to take the decision-making on scheduling out of the coaches' hands and put it back in the administrators' hands where they're making good, sound financial decisions.
And, of course, the other element that benefits from all of that, not right now immediately because we'll talk about this later, looking at how many fans you can even allow at events, but you hear from fans when we play a series in basketball like Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, and you hear at both ends that the fans appreciate that it's somewhere close enough they can drive to and they can attend those events, and it's another part of why it makes so much sense.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, we have people that grew up in the South Central Kansas area, and maybe they've moved into the Oklahoma City area, and now they get a chance to watch the Shockers that they wouldn't get a chance to previously. And I think it's a good thing. And regionalized scheduling is something that needs to be discussed more and more. And you know, I think I would like to see that become more prevalent.
Brent, one of the things I wanted to ask you about when we were talking, I was talking to Darren about the financial realities of this situation. And when you talk about dealing with boosters and so forth, I just wanted to get a little bit of perspective on certainly there are going to be some, I would think, or have been some, that no matter how loyal they are and how much they wanted to continue their level of support, the type of business they're in and how this has affected them doesn't allow it. But just generally speaking, have you been surprised and pleased with the level of commitment from people to stay the course and continue backing you?
Absolutely. When we did the say-so renewals back in the spring, you know, we're projecting numbers. You know, and usually we have a goal and hit it, or at least really close, which it amazes me in itself, just how many donors we have, how many people are loyal, how many people love Wichita State sports, athletics, the university, the whole thing. So when we went into it this spring, I was like, okay, this could be scary. And even though we didn't hit the same numbers we did a year ago, we weren't that far off, which blew me away. It's just how many people continue to support the university, the athletic program, in a situation where they may be struggling in their own world. The whole COVID thing affected a lot of people financially, and a lot of people stayed the course. They want to keep doing what they're doing. Some had to pull out, but some even dipped in a little deeper. So, yes, it absolutely blew me away. Now, we have challenges ahead, and, you know, you and Darren touched on it, to see how many people we can, you know, get in the basketball arena when we are allowed to play and what that's going to do. But I'll give Darren a lot of props right now. He has managed that as good as you possibly can, and he doesn't take a knee-jerk approach. You know, he gave the example of one of the coaches pushing him for a budget number. He's like, we'll see what happens. We're going to see what happens, and he pays totally attention. The whole staff does, the whole department, on, okay, what's happening in college football? What's happening in pro football? How are they handling this? And then you look ahead to say, okay, what are we going to do with basketball? And, you know, it becomes clear maybe every day, but sometimes it changes. And he's been able to, you know, the word he used was flood, but it changes. And he's done a great job of managing that, keeping a calm demeanor. Because when you're going to come up short financially from what you're used to, obviously there's stress. He mentioned Richie Klitschke in the business office. Great job of managing that. Now, I'm the guy always going in wanting money. I'm like, all right, we got to build this. We got to do this. And Richie, I have major respect for him, and we're friends. But when I walk in there, I know he's like, oh, what's Kimnitz want this time? But he does a great job managing that. So as we move forward, nobody knows. It changes all the time. Like I say, Darren's done a great job managing that. And I get asked every day by Shocker Nation, all right, what's it look like for basketball? And I'm like, hey, you have TV just like I do. You have Twitter. You have whatever. It changes every day. We are optimistic that we're going to play. When for sure, we don't know. They put dates out, and sometimes they change, and that's what we've had to learn to deal with. Nobody in Wichita knows me better than you. I'm a guy that wants black and white. I'm like, all right, we're going to do this, this, and this. So the whole change and the not knowing drives me crazy, but it is what it is. But just kind of to broad stroke your question, our donors, our support is, I'd be hard pressed to say there's anybody in the country more loyal, more committed, more all in with what we're doing than the Wichita State fans. They're the absolute best.
Well, we will continue this discussion with Brent Chemnitz and Athletic Director Darren Boatwright about Shocker Athletics in the era of COVID and trying to get a little closer to some normal scheduling coming up.
AJ Sports Grill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich Road in Wichita, is your home for all Shocker Coaches shows. Join Shocker fans every Monday night for the weekly Coaches shows and Burger Night at AJ's. Two giant screen TVs to watch games, daily drink specials, and don't forget about our Thursday special. Buy one, get one free pizzas, excluding the Superdome and dine-in only. When you're here, be sure to check out the bowling alley, indoor go-karts, and more. AJ Sports Grill, home of the Superdome 29-inch pizza. Two locations in Wichita and also in Hutchinson and Salina.
Lubers, located in Cheney, Kansas, is the largest Chevy and Ford dealer in Kansas. At Lubers in Cheney, you'll find over 700 vehicles to choose from. And Lubers is a 30-year member of the Shocker Wheels Club. Plus, many family members and employees are Wichita State University graduates. And even more still, are fans of WSU Athletics. So take the short drive to Lubers in Cheney, Kansas. You'll be glad you did. Lubers, proud supporter of Shocker Athletics.
When two teams compete on the court, there can only be one winner. But in business and life, Koch Industries believes that win-win outcomes are the key to long-term success. That's why Koch creates innovations to meet everyday needs like cleaner water, renewable fuels, advanced medical devices, safer vehicles, and energy-efficient building materials. See the inspiring stories for yourself at kochindustries.com.
Your home for spring sports in the fall.
Gets up a quick shot at the buzzer. Stick it. It's good.
And fall sports in the fall.
And throws. End zone. Touchdown.
Sports Radio KFH 1240 AM 97.5 FM.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Welcome back to our Tuesday night discussion of Shocker Athletics. Just kind of getting things started for the year. We talked with Chris Lamb last night. Again, coming up next Monday from AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley, we'll be talking Shocker baseball with Eric Wedge and softball with Christy Breadbender, 6 to 7 and 7 to 8. And then we'll have another show for you 2 weeks in the future, a week from next Monday. So keep listening for what we're doing, who that's going to be, but we just wanted to get you back in touch with Shocker Athletics. And, Darren, we started talking a little bit about scheduling and so forth, so let's go ahead and get into that. It has been announced by the NCAA that the start date for both men's and women's basketball is November 25th. At this point, how close are you to having any kind of schedule for those two sports?
Pretty close. We're going to play a 20-game schedule in both men's and women's basketball in the conference.
So it will be a true double round robin.
It'll be a true round robin, double round robin, yep. Men's basketball, I believe, will have 4 out-of-conference games plus the tournament that was moved from the Bahamas to the Sanford Pentagon and Sioux Falls, which, you know, I'm sure
it's quite a change, both geographically and aesthetically, I guess.
Absolutely. So I think they'll have 4 out-of-conference games plus that tournament. And I think our women's program will have 20 conference games plus 5 out-of-conference.
And I guess, you know, if anything, this was a year that kind of worked out. Connecticut leaving the conference. The conference to this point has not chosen to replace them. So going ahead and playing the true round robin with 20 games when you're trying to figure out a schedule is probably a little easier than 22 if you still had the full complement from a year ago.
Yeah, it's really shocking how much more 22 seems like than 20, especially when those other two are Connecticut. So 20 is going to be a lot. Our conference is really trying to strengthen women's basketball. So that's why they play 16 conference games traditionally, because we have some teams that need to come along and need to, that are towards the bottom of the conference, and we've been one of those the last couple of years. But we need to have some flexibility in scheduling so we can play some teams that are more suited for the skill level that you're at, whether that's at the top of the conference in Connecticut and South Florida, or at the bottom of the conference for whoever that may be on a particular year. But that's why they play 16, is so they have flexibility to schedule. The November 25th date, I've been asked a couple of times, why November 25th? Well, we're trying to put our men's and women's basketball teams in as much of a bubble setting as we possibly can. And 80% of colleges and institutions in the country will not have in-person classes from Thanksgiving until February 1st. So that's the bulk of basketball season. So that's why they chose November 25th on, so we can have isolation for our teams and try to provide the healthiest environment for them as we possibly can.
And as you mentioned, that tournament will happen. It moves from the Bahamas to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's got a tremendous field. What about some of the other non-conference games, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma State? Are those pretty solid commitments under this new reorganization?
Pretty much those are the three we're shooting for, plus a home game with Oral Roberts. So we're trying to hold those firm. And, you know, that's a booger bear of a schedule, especially for a team with so many new key players and key pieces, or new players in general. So I don't like that for our guys, because we could be pretty good and not feel like it. And I know Coach will have them prepared, and, you know, a really good-looking group of young men have really been getting after it in the workouts that they have. So the men and women's basketball teams will go into full practice starting October 14th, which means 20 hours a week. Right now they're doing 8 hours a week of skill instruction and strength and conditioning.
So. And we all remember when that was the date. October 15th was the official date every year you could start basketball.
Yeah,
practice.
And, you know, that's where Midnight Madness spawned from. And, you know, the last couple of years, it's been based on your first official date of competition, so people could start at various times in the calendar.
Obviously, the biggest question, Brent mentioned, he gets asked this all the time about the basketball, not so much the schedule even as the seating situation. And are you even close to figuring out how you're going to handle seating people at home games and how many you can get in and so forth?
Yes, we're real close. I know what I'm going to be doing, and I'm going to take that week off and allow Brent and the staff that I talk so highly about every opportunity. I'm going to let them make those decisions, and that way I can plead ignorance. But we partnered with Intrust Bank Arena and made a plea and a plan and projected a plan to the city and county commissioners over the last 10 days, 2 weeks, and they're going to give us those two arenas some flexibility and how many that we'll be able to seat. That doesn't mean that we will maximize that seating from the beginning. I think we'll gradually move into it. You know, we're going to have some frustrated fans that don't want to wear a mask, and we're going to ask them to. We're going to have some people that we're going to reduce the number of tickets that they have available to them, and I sure understand that frustration. But we're going to try to get as many loyal fans as we can in Charles Koch Arena as often as we can, and we can't forget about our students. Even though they will be on break per se, or at least maybe not on campus in the dorms, but it's very important for us to maintain a commitment to the students that we have and give them opportunities to come as well.
And Brent, Darren mentioned maybe playing at Intrust Arena, which is a bigger arena, and so therefore you could still spread people out like you need to do and maybe get more in. But then somebody mentioned to me a month or so ago, with that consideration, something that you're very involved with. You have signage and advertising commitments in Koch Arena, and would it be possible to move some of those and make those adjustments if you do end up playing some games at Intrust?
Well, my understanding is, and Darren can correct me if I'm wrong, we're still going to play our one game down there in December, but the plan is to hold true to Charles Koch Arena. Everybody loves going down to Intrust in December. It's a fun venue, especially during the Christmas season, and it's awesome. But Charles Koch Arena is as good as there is in the country. I think that's the preference of our fans, and so we're gonna hold true to that. I think, fortunately, I'm not the guy that has to sit there and figure out, okay, here's how we're gonna block the tickets or the parking. Now, I hear a lot of the complaints if it doesn't go right, but we have such an amazing staff of people that have been working on that. And Darren answered your question that's been going on since summer. And soon we're going to start bringing people over. We're going to start figuring out, okay, here's what we got. And we'll figure out a number of how many people. And what I said is, you know, I said I need somebody that actually, about three questions in when I'm babbling, I need somebody from the ticket office that can actually do black and white. I said I'm more than happy to be there and talk to the donors and the longtime season ticket holders and just, you know, see them and say, you know, hey, we appreciate you. I'm more than happy to do that, and it's going to be something we haven't dealt with, just like everybody else in the country. But, and it can change, but that will start happening in the next couple of weeks, is my understanding.
And, Darren, is it something that, you know, when you talk about the numbers, I'm assuming you'll follow principles that are in place for group gatherings, you know, medical recommendations and so forth. Will the number kind of depend on how many, let's say, groups from the same family or people that are used to being together that you could seat together and then gain some separation to the next group? But some of those groups might be larger than others.
It will, and it'll be a complex situation. It'll be fluid. For instance, the American Athletic Conference will have some rules. Regulations that we have to follow as well. For instance, we can have no fans within 20 feet of the playing court. Well, that's harder in some instances than it is others. I mean, you think of the roundhouse and how close some of those corner seats are. So we're going to have to go up about six or eight rows to maintain that 20-foot distance to the playing surface. So, and with our arena being round, that goes all the way around. So, it'll create some unique challenges, and some of the people with the best seats we're going to have to relocate them at least for a period of time this year.
And when you talk about the fluidity of this situation, for lack of a better word, again. I'm guessing that some of this could change as the season goes on. If a vaccine is developed and becomes available and it's proven to be helpful and maybe then you can let in a few more. I don't know. I mean, to me, it just seems like there are endless possibilities.
There are, and we have to be prepared to go both ways, hopefully to open up more seating as opposed to the opposite. But we will have to be prepared to go either way. I noticed today cases have increased in over 30 states. Not a good sign. And that's following, you know, just a handful of weeks after Labor Day, as was predicted, and will drag us straight into the flu season. So I defer to our doctors and the CDC and our city and county commissioners and things like that, that they know a lot more about that than I do. But, we will be ready to adjust and adapt and provide the best environment we can.
In having a public inter-squad scrimmage in volleyball, and there are a couple more scheduled, does that give you a little bit of a trial run also for basketball? Start gaining a sense of how you operate and how you perform some of this?
Absolutely. We spent time in the first volleyball scrimmage just looking at the fans and trying to identify the subsets of people that were more susceptible to following the rules versus not. And, you know, we're going to have to pay particular attention to middle school, high school, and college age young people. The adults, for the most part, were very easy to monitor. They wore their masks. They sat in socially distanced areas, and it was pretty refreshing. And I know Brad Pittman, when we had the Sunflower Baseball League at X Stadium throughout the summer, that's what he kept reporting to us on a weekly basis, to say, these people, you know, they don't like wearing a mask, but they're doing it, and they're not causing a fuss about it. And I think one time he just told me that I think they're just happy to have something live to go watch. So it'll be spaced. If you went in Charles Koch Arena right now, every other row is chained off. So we've already been preparing the arena for this opportunity, and we'll continue to do it over the next period of time.
And, Brent, I know this isn't primarily your area, but certainly a sport you're familiar with, baseball coming up in the spring, and a sport like volleyball, where your programs draw good crowds but don't necessarily fill the stadium, the arena, every match or every game, I would think gives you a little more opportunity to set up a procedure like that, where you do space people out but still have what would be, for most people, a really good crowd for those particular sports.
Yeah, and Darren mentioned the Sunflower League, which was a good sample. Every week you had fans coming in and we had decent crowds. But I think maybe even a better example was NBC tournament that we had at X Stadium. And I think capacity was limited to, I think, 2,000. And we probably had some games where it was 1,000 to 1,500, which looked like a pretty good crowd. And Brad and Pittman and his staff did a nice job of managing that. And I talked to Kevin Jinks, the head of the NBC, a couple weeks ago, and there were very few issues. I mean, people were on board with the mask. You know, like Darren said, people just want to go see an activity. They were thrilled to be able to go see something. So I think that's easier to manage than an indoor sport that's packed, like men's basketball. But moving to the spring, we hope to get back to the days when we're getting huge crowds, and I think that's going to happen with Derek Wedge. Everybody's excited. The energy is certainly going up, as it should. So we hope that's an issue where we're having to manage the whole crowd size. But it's not as big a challenge right now with volleyball and baseball like it is with basketball. But look into the spring. We'll have the basketball thing under our belt. We have the NBC sample size. I think it's going to be a situation where hopefully by then, you know, we have a vaccine, and we're talking about it in past tense. And it's going to be a situation where we know what to do and we can accommodate as many people as want to be there, hopefully.
We will continue in a moment. In the midst of all of this, there's a very exciting happening coming up this week with Wichita State Athletics. We'll talk about that and more with Darren Boatwright and Brent Chemnitz when we continue.
Wake up, comb your hair, grab your keys, go to work, clock in, clock out, sit in traffic, get home, TV on, grab a beer, roll a joint, take a sip, take a hit, relax. Hungry? Barbecue sounds good. Delivery? Nah, you're good to drive. Get in the car, get on the road, run the red... Never saw the other car.
DUIs, jail time, death. These can and will happen if you drive impaired. Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Transportation and your Kansas law enforcement community.
It's time again to go inside the numbers with BKD CPAs and Advisors. Your team pushes hard to get the job done, but a little boost never hurts when challenges get steep. Our dependable, trusted advisors can help you serve up financial success and attack obstacles so you ace your strategic goals. Everyone needs a trusted advisor. Who's yours? Go to BKD.com and go Shocks!
When you're ready to retire, do it with a dental plan that gives you the smile power to make your golden years sparkle. When you're 10 minutes late for the breakfast menu and the server isn't a morning person. When your highfalutin son-in-law has grilling suggestions that are all hot air. You need an affordable and high-quality dental insurance plan to protect your healthy smile so you can unleash your smile power. Unleash your smile power with Delta Dental of Kansas.
Your home for spring sports in the fall.
Gets up a quick shot at the buzzer. Stick it. It's good.
And fall sports in the fall.
And throws. End zone. Touchdown.
Sports Radio KFH 1240 AM 97.5 FM.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Welcome back to our discussion with Darren Boatwright and Brent Chemnitz about Shocker Athletics. And so much of it is centered around COVID-19, how it's affected athletic programs, and in particular Wichita State's. But certainly one positive is there will be a sort of a formal opening of a new facility with Wichita State Athletics. The Student Athlete Center and Charles Koch Arena renovations will be subject to a ribbon cutting later this week for the boosters who helped support it and the media. And, Brent, I'll start with you on this one. This is something I know that everybody's worked really hard on. My first question is, how much of the funding for this was already raised and in place when COVID-19 hit, and were you able to go ahead and finish some of what was needed even after that took place?
Well, yes, we'd already... First of all, Phase 5 X Stadium, we'd already had ribbon cutting and we had the it was up and running. I think ribbon cutting was like in maybe early February. So that was already, the funding was in place. Now, anybody that knows Eric Wedge, he's got a list another mile long of all the things we need, which is perfect. You got to keep moving. So it's one of those deals, fundraising never ends. And you always need help, which is perfect, which is great. So we have a lot of, you know, naming opportunities still available and things we still need to do. But the funding for the project was done. Same way with the student center. We'll have ribbon cutting Wednesday for that. But it's kind of like Phase 5. There's still things that we would like to do that we still need help. But COVID-19 obviously was in a time when you still need help. And I'm not just talking athletics now. I'm talking the whole university. So, yes, it's obviously an obstacle. And we were talking, you know, off the air. You know, you asked me about our donors when it comes to, you know, say-so and tickets and, you know, how strong have they been, which is amazing. Well, you had two major projects to that. And our donors continue to step up. And then you have a $250 million Shock the World campaign for the whole university. So, you know, we continue to be aggressive asking them, but you got to have a little feel. You got to understand, okay, this may not be the best time. And that's where Darren and Alex Johnson are just amazing. It's about relationships. I mean, you don't go to people and just hammer them where every time, you know, it's like, oh, that's Chemnitz. I'm not answering that. Or there's Chemnitz. Let's go out the back door. It's a relationship business. It's like let people know. And this is a Darren Boatwright quote and Alex Johnson. Let people know what we're doing. Show excitement. And they'll let you know when the timing's right. And that's never more true than right now with the COVID situation. You got to care about people, have feel for people, because right now the last thing you want to do is say, hey, I know your business has been shut down for 3 months, but anyway, you could double that commitment you had. You know, it just goes down to knowing people and genuinely caring. And once again, that comes from the top. And, you know, Darren and Alex are the best in the business in my mind.
I'm sure people that are listening have driven by and seen the black new area, the black outside of the building just south of Koch Arena, 36,000 square feet devoted to the academic and athletic development of Wichita State student athletes, two-level building. It also features a 3,000 square foot study hall, tutoring rooms, a computer center, and Wichita State track and field and cross-country programs. We'll have a dedicated space in the facility. Programs that have spent a lot of time kind of in the bowels of Cessna Stadium over the years.
I say they've been like the Red Cross. They've just sat patiently and said, we'll be last, just don't forget us. And to their credit, and this is the kids as well as the coaches, never complained, never made negative issue of their situation, and continued to compete at a high level and have a first-class program. But I'm really proud of what we're able to provide these young men and women, some of our coaches, in the study hall. Mike, we went from, I think, 4 private study hall area, tutor rooms to 12 or 14, and the timing of that is critical, because now every morning every one of those tutor rooms are filled with Zoom meetings, and it just, we can't plan that. I think we got a pretty good staff, but we're not that good. And it's just great to see, and the staff is proud, the kids are proud. I like to walk through there a couple times a day, and sometimes not even say a word, but just walk through and see them taking advantage of what our donors provided. And that's $18 million worth of projects between the Student Athlete Success Center and the Phase 5 of the baseball facility. And very proud that's 100% privately funded. No university dollars, no state dollars, all private gifts.
And Brent made a reference to a kind of a saying, and I know that guy he worked with for a long time, Gene Stevenson, always said this: you're either moving forward or you're falling back. There's no standing path. There's no standing still. You're either moving forward, or if you're not doing that, you're falling behind everybody else.
Yeah, I talked with a couple of coaches today of things that we've yet to raise money to do that are important, and we want to do them, and we're going to do them, and we just have to keep pushing. You have to just keep pushing that ball, and just like a coaching staff will say, you never take a day off in recruiting. Well, in the administration, you never take a day off in planning and figuring out what the needs are next.
And the release that went out today mentioned that the other part of the project, renovation of the offices inside Charles Hook Arena, provide more space for men's basketball, women's basketball, and volleyball, all of which is true. But a couple of your golf coaches worked with us on our coverage of the Wichita Open this weekend, and they were excited about their space and said, hey, you got to come by and see it. And that's the best testament you can get, is when the people that are living and working in those spaces are excited about their new accommodations.
Yeah, and I think they're appreciative. And that's what I like about the mindset of the individuals in our athletic department. Is they take nothing for granted, and this is across the board. They're appreciative of what we try to help provide for them and to them and their programs, and for the benefit of their athletes and for the benefit of recruiting and the benefit of them being able to do their job. And that's what makes me happy, is seeing the way it's appreciated.
We will come back to close things out. A little bit of a philosophical discussion as we wrap up our discussion with Darren Boatwright and Brent Chemnitz. We'll be right back.
When two teams compete on the court, there can only be one winner. But in business and life, Koch Industries believes that win-win outcomes are the key to long-term success. That's why Koch creates innovations to meet everyday needs like cleaner water, renewable fuels, advanced medical devices, safer vehicles, and energy-efficient building materials. See the inspiring stories for yourself at kochindustries.com.
When you and Mushok have a date on the hardwood, make sure you're never late because of car trouble. Avoid that highway walk of shame by working with your nearest Kansas Land Tire store. As the name implies, always great value on tires, but also a service department that can handle anything from scheduled maintenance to brakes to exhaust and cooling systems. Wichita State basketball, Kansas Land Tire, and a well-tuned vehicle. The trifecta of a great winter. Find your nearest Kansas Land Tire store by going online at kansaslandtire.com.
Your home for spring sports in the fall.
Gets up a quick shot at the buzzer. Stick it. It's good.
And fall sports in the fall.
And throws. End zone. Touchdown.
Sports Radio KFH 1240 AM 97.5 FM.
Your home for spring sports in the fall.
Gets up a quick shot at the buzzer. Stick it. It's good.
And fall sports in the fall.
And throws. End zone. Touchdown.
Sports Radio KFH 1240 AM 97.5 FM.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
And welcome back to our discussion of Wichita State Athletics with Darren Boatwright and Brent Chemnitz. You know, we've talked about a lot of stuff in this program, but it seems to me, Darren, that one of the real challenges of such an unusual situation is, as the leader, maintaining a certain sense of confidence. And I know some of that just comes naturally for you. Your demeanor, your outward approach to things is pretty calm and laid back. You mentioned earlier just a question that came up about a budget, and you said, okay, well, we can do that. I can give you your budget right now, but you're not going to like it. But just that approach, I think, has to be helpful to your staff to get through all of this.
Well, I hope so. And as Brent can attest, I have my moments, but I try to keep those behind closed doors. But I think that it's very important in a position of leadership to show calm and to try to let people know, and even the athletes, it's going to be okay. I'm not sure how this is all going to take place or what route we're going to take to get there, but it's going to be okay, and we're going to get there. And I hope that that's what our staff feels. I hope that's what our fans feel. And I believe that. It's going to be okay, and we're going to get there. And this is new for all of us. I don't have the answers all the time. And we all know what the people are like that always have the answers. So I don't want to be one of them.
And, Brent, you and I have been friends for a long time, and I don't mean this in a facetious way at all. You have one of your roles is in coaching staff development, motivation to some degree, and certainly you've always done some of that with a certain amount of humor, and certainly maybe more than any other time, some of the things that you do. Some of it's just online, and some of it is totally meant to be humorous and so forth. But it's a perfect time to sort of exercise what's natural for you in keeping people upbeat, keeping people fired up is one of your terms, because that's the only way any of us are going to get through all of this.
Well, and you hit it exactly. You know, when I was pitching coach, I'd have what I called flow every day, which is my little mental stuff. And I always made them fun. I knew it was a good deal when the position guys who didn't have to be there wanted to set in. And I had so much fun with that. You know, I called it flow, 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 flow. And I do that on Twitter now. And I get so many people like, dude, you know, first of all, they say, you're crazy, but I love it. And I always had that you better look at the lighter side mentality. And I certainly feel like I have that in life as a whole. I have two teenage daughters. And from when they were little, and it's the same message I gave my pitching staff, the only thing I can guarantee you is you're going to have adversity. It's the only thing I can promise you. You're going to have things that don't go your way. The biggest key is going to be how you deal with it. Well, now, I mean, I knew Chris Lamb, obviously. I knew Steve Rainbolt, Marshall. You know, Keith has only been here 3 or 4 years. But now I know him on a more personal level because I'm around him every day. And they are so fun to be around, but that's the message I give. And once again, I'll give Darren as our leader a huge compliment. And for me, personal, Alex Johnson. But it's, hey, this is college sports. Let's have fun. I still think I'm 22. I still think I'm 23. I mean, I guarantee you those GAs look at me every day and go, man, I want to be like that old man when I'm that age, because that guy still looks at the lighter side, but you have to. Yes, there's pressure in what we do. People care. I tell athletes all the time, you have a small window where people are paying attention. Right now, you're a big deal. Don't look back and go, I wish I would have did this different, this and this. Take advantage of that opportunity, But the number one message I give is enjoy the journey. And that's the athletes, the coaches, everybody.
And, Darren, as you said, nobody has any absolute answers at this point. Nobody knows where this is going, what normal is going to be at some point. But I guess all you can do is watch and listen and evaluate and be as prepared as possible for whatever that new normal is. Hopefully is very close to something we used to know.
Well, I sure hope so. And, you know, and I think it's important that you have to be able to put your ego on the side and ask others what has worked for them. Right now is not the time to be the hero and come up with the, you know, come up with the new widget. You know, let's talk about it and let's share thoughts and ideas and find what's best and let's go for it.
Well, thank you to you both for this program. Just to remember a couple of things, this Thursday will be the next volleyball public scrimmage, October 2nd at 6 o'clock at Koch Arena. The public is not invited to the ribbon cutting event, but the boosters will be there. And then Friday, October 2nd, is the 50th observance of the Wichita State football plane crash. It will be held in Cessna Stadium this year rather than over by the memorial so that more people can attend and spread out and so forth. But certainly the public is invited to that. So thank you all for joining us. Thanks to Brent and Darren for participating, and we'll continue to bring you some updates on Shocker Athletics next Monday at AJ's from 6 to 8. We'll be talking with Eric Wedge and Christy Breadbenner. So thanks for joining us on this Shocker Athletics show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.